Welcome back to your daily dose of ancient wisdom. Today we continue our reading of Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana, Book 2, Discourse 6, Glories of the Cosmic Being. Brahma continued, "The mouth of the cosmic being is the birthplace of the organ of speech as well as of gods of fire, the deity presiding over it. The seven dhatus are essential ingredients of his body, namely skin, flesh, blood, fat, marrow, sinew, and bone, are the source of the seven Vedic meters, namely Gayatri, Jagati, Usnik, Tristubh, Anushtubh, Pankti, and Brahati. And even so, his tongue is the source of all kinds of food, the food of the gods, the food of the manes, and the remains of both, which is like ambrosia for the human beings, of the six varieties of the taste, as well as the sense of taste, and the birthplace of Varuna, the deity presiding over the same. His nostrils are the excellent source of all the five kinds of vital airs, namely prana, apana, vyana, udana, and samana, as well as the elements of air. Similarly, his olfactory sense is the birthplace of the twin gods, Ashwinis, the celestial physicians, and the source of all kinds of food grains, as well as of all ordinary and special odors. His sense of sight is the source of all color, as well as of the lights that reveal them, while his eyes are the source of heaven and the birthplace of sun. Even so, his ears are the source of the four cardinal points as well as all sacred places. His sense of hearing of ether and its special characteristic sound, while his limbs are the source of the essence of all things and receptible to all loveliness. His sense of touch is the source of touch as well as of elements of air and even so of all kinds of sacrificial performances. Similarly, the hair on his body are the source of all kinds of trees and plants, or according to another view, of such of them as contribute to the performance of sacrifices. His hair are the source of clouds and his beard and mustache of lightning, while the nails on his fingers and toes are the sources of rocks and iron. Similarly, his arms are the birthplace of the guardians of the spheres, who are mostly engaged in the work of protecting the universe. His stride is the support of the three worlds, the earth, the region of air and heaven, while Srihari's feet are the source of security and protection, as also the place where all one's desired objects can be had. The penis of the cosmic being is the source of water, the seminal fluid and creation, and the birthplace of the god of rain, as well as of Prajapati, the god presiding over creation. While his faculty of generation is a source of delight resulting from copulation for the sake of an offspring. Even so, his organ of excretion, O Narada, is the birthplace of Yama, the god of retribution, as well as of god Mitra, and the origin of the function of evacuating the bowels. While his anus has been spoken as a source for all destruction of life, the origin of hell and birthplace of Mrityu, the god of death, as well as of Niritti, the goddess of poverty. His back is the source of defeat and unrighteousness, as well as the tamas, principle of darkness or opacity. His arteries and veins are the source of big and small rivers, while the system of his bones is the source of mountain. The abdomen of the cosmic being is known to be the source of unmanifest or the primordial matter, the Kyle and the oceans, and the origin of all beings as well as their dissolution. While his heart is reputed to be the source of the mind, Even so, the chitta or the reason of Supreme is the excellent source of dharma, the righteousness and God presiding over it. Myself as Brahma, yourself Narada, Sanaka, and the three brothers Sanatana, Sananda, and Sanat Kumara, and Lord Shiva as also of Vijnana or understanding and the faculty of reason. Myself and yourself, Lord Sanaka, those elder brothers of yours, Sanaka and others, the gods, demons and men, the Nagas, birds, deer and reptiles, the Gandharvas and the celestial nymphs, the Yakshas, Rakshasas and Bhutas or the ghosts, serpents and bees, the Manes, the Siddhas, the Vidyadharas and Charanas, the celestial birds, trees and other species of living beings reside either in water, on land, or in air, the planets and lunar mansions, comets and other stars, lightnings and thunderclouds, nay, all this universe, past, present, and future, is no other than the Supreme Person. It is by Him that all this stands pervaded and it covers only a span of the cosmic being. Even as the sun shines outside while it illuminates in its own orb, so does the Supreme Person cast His effluence inside as well as the outside universe while illuminating His own cosmic body. He transcends all that is subject to death as well as the fruit of action, and is a lord of that immortal and fearless state of moksha. That is why, O divine sage, no one can fathom the glory of the Supreme Person. All the words represent only a fraction of the Supreme Person, and it is in these words, forming part of the Lord, that all created beings are known to reside. And it is in these three highest heavens, namely Janaloka, Tapoloka and Satyaloka, standing above the Maharloka, which itself exists above the three worlds, that immortality, security and fearlessness have been established. The three ashramas or stages of life, namely those of the Brahmacharis, which is lifelong celibatism, Vanaprastha, forest dwellers or anchorites, and the sannyasis or the recluses, none of whom begets children, constitute His three feet, which have their abode outside the three worlds, namely earth, the region of the air and heaven, while the fourth foot, namely the stage of the householder who does not observe a vow of lifelong celibacy, dwells inside the three worlds. The scriptures speak of the two paths, the path of action, which has been characterized as avidya or ignorance because of its being conducive to rebirth, and the path of upasana or meditation on God, which has been designated as vidya because it leads to knowledge or realization of the truth. The jiva, embodied soul, follows either of these two paths, the first of which leads to enjoyment and other to the final beatitude, while the Supreme Purusha is the foundation of both. Even as the sun, though illuminating and warming all with its rays, is yet distinct from all, the Lord for whom was evolved this universe in the form of an egg, as well as His cosmic body, consisting of the five gross elements of earth, water, fire, and ether, the 10 indriyas, the five senses of perception, and the five organs of action, and the three gunas, or modes of prakriti, though indwelling all these and manifest in their own form, is entirely beyond the universe, as well as His cosmic body. When I sprang up from the lotus in the navel of His cosmic being, I found no materials for sacrifice beyond the limbs of the Supreme Person. Of these requisite, O noblest sage, I collected from the limbs of the cosmic being himself materials for sacrifice, such as the animals to be sacrificed, trees for the sacrificial pose, the blades of the kusa grass, this sacrificial ground where Brahma evidently happened to be at the time of the discourse, and a most advantageous time, spring, etc., for the performance of sacrifice, vessels and other necessary things, cereals like rice, barley, and so on, clarified butter, and other only substances, saps of soma and other plants, gold and other metals, earth of various kinds, water, the sacred text of Rigveda, the Yajurveda, and Samaveda, and the duties of the four chief priests officiating at the sacrifice, namely Hota, Adhvaryu, Udghata, and Brahma, the names of the sacrifices, such as Jyotissoma, etc., and the mantras, such as the Swaha, and also the sacrificial fee and the sacred vows to be observed during the performance of a sacrifice, the mention of the gods, the text lying down, the process of the conducting sacrifices, the formal undertaking of a vow to perform a sacrifice, and the process of performing it, the movements at the close of the sacrifice, and contemplation of the deities, expiatory ceremonies for errors at the close of the sacrifice, and omissions for the offering, the whole performance to the Lord. Having thus collected all the material from the limbs of the cosmic being, I worshipped with those very material the same Supreme Person, Lord Vishnu. Then these your elder brothers, the nine lords of creation, Marichi and others, with perfect concentration of mind, adored the Supreme Person who is manifest in the form of cosmic being and unmanifest as the inner controller of all beings. Thereafter, when the time came, the Manus and other rishis or seers, the manes, the gods, the demons, and men all worshipped the Lord through sacrifices. This universe, O Narada, rests on the support of the same Lord Narayana, who, though essentially devoid of all attributes, assumes innumerable attributes at the dawn of creation by his Maya. I create the universe as commissioned by him. Lord Hara or Shiva, under his control, dissolves it, while he himself as Purusha or Lord Vishnu preserves it. In fact, it is he who has assumed the three powers of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas severally for the purpose of creation, protection and dissolution. Thus, dear son, have I told you what you inquired of me? There is nothing as creation, whether existing as a cause or an effect, which is other than the Lord. My words, dear Narada, are never observed to be false. My mind too never conceives a false idea, and my senses are never led astray either. This is because I have ever contemplated on Srihari with a longing heart. I am Veda personified. My life is full of austere penance, and I am the Lord of Prajapatis or the Prognators of Racers. And adorned by them all, nay, I practiced yoga in all thoroughness with a concentrated mind. Yet I fail to realize him to whom I owe my existence. I bow to his most blessed feet, which are the home of all auspiciousness and end the cycle of birth and death in case of those who take refuge in him. Even as the sky knows not its limit, he too is unable to realize the extent to his own Maya or the deluding potency. How then can others know it? Neither myself, nor you, my son, nor even Vamadeva or Lord Shiva, knows his true nature. How then could the gods know it? Our mind is so confounded that we fail to comprehend the reality even of this universe, which is a creation of his Maya, but merely speculate about it according to our own understanding. Hail to that Lord who descends in the world of matter and exploits in the course of such descent, myself and others constantly sing, but whom none of us know in reality. That unborn primal person himself creates, protects, and dissolves himself in the form of this universe, within himself and by himself, cycle after cycle. He is pure, subjective, absolute consciousness, uniformly abiding as the inner self of all. He is ever true and perfect, has no beginning or end, and is attributeless, eternal, and one without a second. Narada, those who are given to the contemplation realize him only when they have perfectly subdued their body, senses, and mind. He, however, disappears from the view when he is assailed by the sophistic reasoning of the wicked. The first manifestation of the Supreme is the Purusha, or the cosmic being. Besides him, time, Swabhava, which is the innate disposition, Prakriti, which is the form of cause and effect, and mind, the five gross elements, the ego, the modes of Prakriti, namely Sattva, etc., the senses, the cosmic body, the cosmic being, and the bodies of all animate and inanimate beings are all manifestations of the all-prevailing Lord. Name myself, Bhava, which is Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, these lords of created beings, Daksha and others, nay, yourself and other devotees like you, the protectors of heaven, Indra and others, the guardians of the feathered kingdom, Garuda and so on, the ruler of the mortal world and the protectors of the subterranean regions, Sesha and others, the lords of the Gandharvas, the celestial musicians, Vidyadharas and Charanas, the celestial bards, the leader of Yakshas, the Rakshasas, the serpents and the Nagas, the foremost among Rishi seers, the Mains, the lord of Daityas, the Siddhas and the Danavas, other than these, such as the ruler of the Pretas, Pisachas, Bhutas, Kusmandas, aquatic creatures, bees and birds, nay, whatever is in this world is endowed with supernatural powers, glory, vigor, resolution, physical strength and forbiddance, or whatever is possessed of splendor, decorum, good fortune, and intellectual acumen, that which has a wonderful color, and whatever is with or without form is the same as the ultimate truth. Again, O Narada, the scriptures have described the chief among the sportful descendants of the Lord, and I shall presently narrate these most delightful stories which dry up the impurities of the ears. Please drink the nectar to your heart's content. Thus ends the sixth discourse in Book 2 of the great and glorious Bhagavata Purana, otherwise known as the Paramahamsa Samhita. Thank you.